You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on May 29th, 2025. And this week, we're talking about those who might be labeled as conspiracy theorists and whether or not they can be reached with the gospel. It has been reported that Joe Rogan, who is a popular podcast host and one who embraces or at least entertains conspiracy theories, has been attending church services. Could someone like that really be converted? We're going to talk about that in our episode today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/05-29-25. Now for our discussion this week. Earlier this year, Joe Rogan had Wesley Huff on his podcast. Huff is an apologist who was on the show to discuss the historical evidence of Christianity. Rogan has a history of either embracing conspiracy theories or at least welcoming those who do espouse them. He also seems like a genuinely curious person, so it's interesting, or perhaps maybe inevitable, that he would eventually look more into the evidence for Christianity. Check out this clip that Wesley Huff shared on Twitter from an episode of Joe Rogan's podcast that released earlier this month, which was a few months after the episode that Huff was on.
The difference between science and religion is that science only asks you for one miracle. I want you to believe in one miracle, the Big Bang.
Yeah. That's a good
one. It's a great line. Yeah. It's because it really is true. Yes. And it's funny because people would be incredulous about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but yet they're convinced that the entire universe was smaller than the head of a pin, and for no reason than anybody's adequately explained to me. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. No,
instantaneously became everything.
Okay. I can't buy that.
I'm sticking with Jesus on that one.
So Rogan has got to the point that he sees the resurrection of Jesus as being more plausible than the Big Bang theory. And as I mentioned at the beginning, it's been reported now that he is now attending church services. Now, I don't know what kind of church he's attending. I don't know what likelihood there might be that he would someday obey the gospel. But it's definitely much more possible now than it was a few months ago. And it took someone who believes the Bible is the Word of God to be willing to go and talk to someone like this. Now, this episode today is not so much about Joe Rogan as it is about your friends or family members or other people you know who might be labeled as conspiracy theorists. How are we to treat them? And if they're not Christians, could they be reached with the gospel? Or do we think that they're just too far gone because they believe these crazy theories? There are a few points I want us to consider. First, we need to avoid these unhelpful attitudes towards conspiracy theorists. Remember how Paul talked about becoming all things for all men? To the Jews I became as a Jew so that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, so that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, so that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some. Paul was trying to convert people to Christ, so he did not want to put a stumbling block in the way of anyone that would prevent them from hearing, believing, and eventually obeying the gospel. We can put some stumbling blocks in the way of people like this by making some wrong assumptions about them. So don't assume that they are unintelligent. Many of them do a lot more research into things that you or I might do. Don't assume that they are gullible. If anything, they are more skeptical than you and I are and are prone to question everything. And don't assume that they would never accept the gospel. The gospel, Romans 1:16 says, is the power of God for salvation. And it can even reach those who would entertain conspiracy theories. And second, there are some commendable traits that are common in these people who would be labeled as conspiracy theorists. Number one, they're curious. This leads them to research, to listen to new things, and consider different points of view. Well, the Athenians were that same way. Notice what Luke recorded. Now, all the Athenians and the strangers visiting there used to spend their time in nothing other than telling or hearing something new. Well, what was the result then when Paul went and preached the gospel to them? Now, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some began to sneer, but others said, "We shall hear you again concerning this." So Paul went out from their midst, and some men joined him and believed, among whom were Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris and others with them. So after Paul taught them about the resurrection, some of them were interested enough to hear more about this, which may be the stage that Joe Rogan is at right now. And some joined with Paul and believed. Well, also, these people are skeptical. Because of this, they're willing to question what they've been taught. So were the Bereans. Acts 17:11, "These were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." Paul was the one who came and taught them, but they didn't just blindly accept whatever Paul said. They wanted to find out for themselves what the truth was. Well, what was the result? The next verse says, "Therefore many of them believed, along with a number of prominent Greek women and men." But also, those who are conspiracy theorists, they are non-conformists. They are often the object of ridicule. They're often left out of social circles. Well, we could say that that's what Christians are to be. Romans 12 and verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Christians are not going to fit in with the world. We're going to be different. We're often going to be ridiculed or be outcasts. Well, conspiracy theorists, they're used to this. They don't decide what to believe based upon what the majority believes. So these characteristics could potentially make them receptive to the gospel. Sure, not all of them, but some of them may be. And finally, do not put stumbling blocks before potential converts. Some Christians seem to act as though someone would have to disavow a conspiracy theory before they could become a Christian, as if that is one of the steps of salvation, as if the consensus of a majority on a particular topic is part of the gospel. Think about how we would have to rewrite the New Testament if that were true. After Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch and taught him about Jesus, the Ethiopian eunuch said, "Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart that the earth is round, you may." Is that what Philip said? Of course not. When Peter went to the household of Cornelius, he said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and refuses to believe that the U.S. government may have been involved in the 9/11 attacks and does what is right is welcome to him." Did Peter say that? No. In Paul's letter to the Romans, when he talked about what they did as they were converted to Christ, he said that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and that the government and pharmaceutical industry would never use a pandemic to expand their power and wealth, you will be saved. Is that what Paul said? No. Anyone who says that someone must disavow these theories before becoming a Christian is adding to the Word of God. In those examples, we had to add those things to the Word of God because they are not there. And lest we be tempted to do that, remember the words of the wise man. Do not add to his words, or he will reprove you, and you will be proved a liar. Now, I am not saying that these conspiracy theories are true, but what I am saying is that if the Bible does not reveal whether the earth is round or flat, and it doesn't, then we should not require someone to believe one or the other as if it were part of the gospel. So in summary, we never know who may be responsive to the gospel, which is why we scatter the seed everywhere. Sometimes it may find good soil in the hearts of those who would be labeled as conspiracy theorists. And we should not get in the way of that happening. And in fact, we need to recognize that some of the traits that led them to entertain these conspiracy theories are the same traits that can lead them to embrace the gospel. Their curiosity, their skepticism, and their willingness to not conform to the world around them. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be interesting and also helpful. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/05-2925. One of the articles that I'll have linked in the show notes is one by Jack Wilkie. Interestingly, he wrote an article this week about Joe Rogan and the report that he had been attending church services. I was working on this episode before he posted that article, so we did not influence one or the other on this, but I thought it was interesting that he had the same idea or this topic to talk about. But I wanted to link to his article because he goes at it from a little bit different angle, but there is some overlap too. But you can check out that in the show notes for this episode. And if you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who might be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you're interested in seeing the script for this episode, you can check that out on Substack. It will be linked in the show notes. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and hope to talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.